and how cells function, so they can get some idea what the causes of various diseases are, and also so they can understand why medical treatments can help fight these causes of these diseases. Scientists have identified more than 200 different cell types in the body, and each one of these cell types has its own particular name. They all have a specific anatomy and shape, and each one of them has their own specific type of function. How do we choose from all these cells in order to identify the cells that we're most interested in? This is kind of a daunting task. Where do we begin? It turns out that it's a little easier than this because all of these hundreds of cells in the body fall into a number of basic categories, or tissues. There are only four basic categories of cells to pick from. And these categories or tissues are as follows. The first category are cells of epithelial tissues. Epithelial tissues line hollow structures and are tightly gathered together with each other. If you take a cross-section of any part of the human body, you're very likely going to find many epithelial cells. For example, lining the interior of blood vessels, like venules or capillaries or arterioles, we can find flattened cells that cover over the interior of these organs and make a nice smooth lining for them. So these are epithelial cells. Epithelial cells also have a slightly different function. They can acquire a different shape, and they can form structures called glands. In a gland, the epithelial cells are not merely passively lining a structure.